The feud between the Lakeland Times and tribal leaders is now in its third week. It began when the paper covered a news conference held by a group of tribal members demanding the tribe stop spending money on a casino boat that's still tied up at a dock in Florida. The tribal council responded with a letter cutting business ties with the paper and demanding a change in the way tribal issues are covered. The paper's editor, Greg Walker, says that's not going to happen.
I mean, we're going to report the good and the bad, and we always will, and the real funny part here is that tribal members have been coming to the paper, buying newspapers, and selling them up there.
Walker says his paper publishes mostly positive stories about what goes on in the reservation, citing recent articles on a new police chief and a profile of the current tribal chairperson. He says local TV and radio have also run news stories critical of tribal leaders, but the tribe hasn't stopped buying commercial airtime for those outlets. Tribal member Mike Chosa says the tribe has spent more than $3 million on the floating casino that he claims will never be profitable. He says boycotting the newspaper for reporting on it is counterproductive.
Well, you wouldn't have to be a advertising engineer to figure out it hurts the tribe's business, because a lot of the casino advertising was in that paper, and it's the only medium they have of getting the advertising out.
Chosa says dissident tribal members are selling about 100 copies of the paper a day on the reservation. It's the only daily local paper serving the area. Tribal leaders were not available for comment. Repeated efforts to reach them in the past have been unsuccessful. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.